Modulation System Theory. Modulation system theory refers to the principles governing the design of a near-optimum communication system for a given channel and system constraints. It encompasses major portions of such disciplines as statistical communication theory, estimation and detection theory, information theory, and coding. The classical concept of modulation as the process of adapting an electrical signal or other source to the physical characteristics of the transmission medium is assumed to be well known and will not be discussed here. For a variety of channels and the disturbances to which they are subject, modulation systems are designed to achieve the best possible performance under the constraints of transmitter power and bandwidth. Examples of severely band-limited channels where power limitations are secondary are commercial broadcasting and telephone lines for both voice and data transmission. At the other extreme, deep space communication represents a severely power-limited application, where bandwidth is a relatively less important consideration. A stationary communication satellite link represents one of many examples for which both limitations are approximately equally important. Modulation systems may be categorized as either analog or digital, depending on whether they transmit information from an analog or digital source. Of course, analog sources can be transformed into digital form by various sampling and quantization techniques. The oldest form of modulation, double sideband amplitude modulation, DSBAM, is still widely employed because of the simplicity of the demodulator, which employs basically frequency translation and a simple diode rectifier. If power needs to be conserved, this system may be improved by suppressing the carrier, while for bandwidth conservation it may be converted into a single sideband system, SSBAM, by suppressing the modulation sideband on one side of the carrier. In either case, the required demodulator is more complex. For suppressed carrier, double sideband AM, the Costas loop demodulator effectively recovers the carrier and performs the demodulation. With single sideband AM, a carrier, possibly attenuated, is generally transmitted. The receiver local oscillator must be synchronized or locked to the transmitted carrier before the suppressed sideband can be recovered. The carrier must similarly be recovered prior to demodulation of phase modulation and frequency modulation. The acquisition and tracking of the transmitted carrier is referred to as coherent reception and is achieved in a near-optimum manner by a phase-locked loop receiver. A further advantage of coherently demodulated, amplitude-modulated systems is that the performance, measured by the signal-to-noise ratio at the demodulator output, is a linear function of the signal-to-noise ratio at the demodulator input. In contrast, the classical double-sideband AM demodulators exhibit a sharp threshold effect. While single-sideband AM is most suited to a strictly band-limited application, for power-limited analog communication, angle modulation, phase modulation, or frequency modulation achieves a significant performance enhancement. That is, the output signal-to-noise ratio can be made several times greater than that at the input, while with amplitude modulation, the output signal-to-noise ratio can be no greater than that at the demodulator input. This improvement is achieved by employing large angle or frequency deviations in the modulating process. The cost of the SNR, signal-noise ratio enhancement, is a bandwidth expansion which is at least proportional to the enhancement. A wide variety of phase and frequency modulation demodulators are available. At high input signal-to-noise ratio, their performance is roughly the same in all cases, but their threshold varies considerably. In this respect, it has been shown that for additive white Gaussian, that is, thermal noise channels, phase-locked loop, phase modulation and frequency modulation demodulators achieve near-optimum performance. Without bandwidth limitations, they approach as closely as is feasible with analog systems to the ideal information theoretic rate distortion limit for analog systems. Digital modulation systems are becoming ever more important with the great increase in present-day data communication requirements. Also, digital encoding of voice and pictorial sources is not uncommon. One advantage of digital modulation systems in power-limited applications is that more sophisticated methods for performance enhancement are available through information theoretic and coding techniques. The performance measure appropriate to the transmission of a digital source is the error probability at the demodulator output. This can be rendered as small as desired for transmission rates up to a significant fraction of the channel capacity by incorporating in the modulation system sufficiently complex coding and decoding equipment. For channels perturbed by additive white Gaussian or thermal noise, which is the dominating, if not the sole disturbance in space and satellite communication, regardless of the modulating signals used, the optimum demodulator consists of one or more matched filters, that is, passive filters whose responses are matched to the transmitted signals. Alternatively, these may be realized using active filters called correlators, which consist of a multiplier and integrate and dump circuit. The error probability for such a system decreases approximately exponentially with the ratio of the received energy per bit to the noise spectral density. The magnitude of the exponent depends upon the modulator and demodulator design in two other ways. A. The similarity between the signals transmitted for binary 0 and binary 1. And B. Whether the detection is coherent or non-coherent. A phase-locked loop prior to the matched filter is generally employed for coherent reception. For non-coherent reception, envelope-matched filtering is employed. The exponent with coherent detection is approximately double that with non-coherent detection, assuming the optimum signals in each case. Furthermore, the exponent can be greatly increased by coding prior to modulation, which involves introducing redundant symbols which depend on a long sequence of successive bits, referred to as the block or constraint length of the code. Decoding is generally incorporated into the demodulation system to achieve optimum performance. The cost of redundancy is additional bandwidth rather than increased power requirements. In fact, by coding, we can approach the lower limit on the power required for any given error probability at the cost of expanded bandwidth and system complexity. In orthogonal and related block coding systems, the required power can be minimized only at the cost of an exponential expansion of bandwidth. By far the most efficient codes, in the sense of bandwidth expansion required for a given degree of performance enhancement, belong to the class of convolutional codes. Furthermore, the decoding complexity requirement of this class is much less than for block codes. Various algorithms, both sequential and non-sequential, are available for decoding convolutional codes. Sequential decoding affords the possibility of exceedingly low error probability with a decoder of only moderate complexity, for transmission speeds or rates up to the computational cutoff rate, which generally exceeds half the channel capacity. Several such systems have been implemented, operating from teletype speeds up to several megabits per second data speeds. Non-sequential decoders are capable of operation at speeds which are at least an order of magnitude higher. Generally, convolutional coding with a bandwidth expansion of 2 or 3 will lower the power requirements for a Gaussian noise channel by 4 to 7 dB at error probabilities of 10 to the minus 5 and below. Even very small bandwidth expansions of the order of 1.3 to 1.5 afford appreciable reductions in required power. If, in addition to additive Gaussian noise, the channel is also subject to signal fading and multipath, the optimum digital demodulator is an estimator correlator, which is often realized using a tapped delay line with a channel estimating filter and a correlator at each tap. Coding can also be employed on such a channel, but its exact effect is more difficult to assess in general. For strictly band-limited applications, wherein power considerations are secondary, such as data transmission over voice-grade telephone lines, the major purposes of the digital modulator and demodulator is to match the signal to the channel response so as to maximize the amount of data which can be transmitted with a minimum of distortion. Typically, telephone lines have passbands with bandwidths no greater than 2400 Hz and with significant attenuation near the band edges. Modulation systems are now commercially available, which transmit at rates as high as 9600 bits per second over such lines by transmitting carefully shaped pulses at the Nyquist rate, in this case 4800 bits per second, and using four amplitude levels, that is 2 bits per pulse. Undistorted reception would require a channel frequency response which is perfectly flat over its entire passband. Any deviation from this ideal causes distortion in the form of inter-symbol interference, which can be quite severe and cause excessive error probabilities. To avoid this, the demodulator must equalize the channel by means of a complex filtering system of its own. Furthermore, since the transmission line is liable to change with time or route switching, the channel may need to be equalized again for each message or at regular intervals. It has been shown that for such a band-limited channel, subject to additive Gaussian noise disturbance, the optimum demodulator, to minimize the effect of inter-symbol interference, is a matched filter in series with a transverse delay line designed to equalize the channel. The equalization process can be made adaptive, so as to adjust for or track any time variation of the channel. Such digital data modulation systems are now commercially available for leased or conditioned lines. With switched or dial access telephone lines, data must generally be transmitted at lower speeds because of the excessive errors introduced during switching periods. Such channels, as well as high-frequency transmission, which is subject to deep lengthy fades, are known as burst error channels, since errors tend to cluster in long sequences rather than to occur independently at random, as in an additive Gaussian noise channel. Burst error correction codes, both block and convolutional, appear to be effective in reducing the otherwise excessive error rates. A particularly promising class of codes for these applications appears to be the interleaved convolutional codes, in which the bursts are effectively divided up by the interleaving process. The considerable memory storage required by such an interleaver is incorporated in a natural manner in the structure of the convolutional code. The 1970s are certain to witness an exponential growth in data communication requirements. As a direct result, considerable activity will be expended on the implementation of digital modulation systems of all degrees of sophistication. The parallel spectacular developments in solid-state technology, which already have yielded orders of magnitude improvements in size, speed, and cost of digital components, give every indication that sophisticated modulation and coding techniques will be inexpensively incorporated in modulation systems for a wide variety of applications. References for this report: R.G. Gallagher, Information Theory and Reliable Communication, book published by John Wiley & Sons, 1968. R.W. Lucky, J. Saltz, and E.J. Weldon, Principles of Data Communication, book published by McGraw-Hill Book Company, 1968. M. Schwartz, Information Transmission, Modulation, and Noise, second edition, published 1970 by McGraw-Hill Book Company. A.J. Viterbi, Principles of Coherent Communication, published by McGraw-Hill, 1966. J.M. Wozencraft and I.M. Jacobs, Principles of Communication Engineering, Wiley and Sons, 1965. This report prepared by Andrew J. Viterbi, Department of System Science, School of Engineering and Applied Science, University of California at Los Angeles. Date: Dial Access Technical Education is an IEEE educational activity. If you need a copy of the reference list for this report, send a self-addressed envelope with the title of this report, Modulation Systems, to IEEE Headquarters, New York.